I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call, and here we are again in the wake of another mass shooting. Less than 2 weeks after we had two other mass shootings. And this time it's in an elementary school. 19 kids were murdered and two adults. Many others were wounded. And even if they weren't, the fact that the shooter barricaded himself in a classroom filled with students and teachers, the ones that didn't get shot will never be the same. Anybody at that school will never be the same. And Katie and I are like, we're in a unique position. Cause like, if you're somebody, a friend of mine was telling me, you know, oh, I can't hear about this anymore. And she has every right to do that. Katie and I are in this position though, where like we have to do a show the next day and we have to at least try to be funny.
I mean, that's nothing compared to, and I don't know why we don't ever talk about this. Teachers and kids had to go to school today.
Mm-hmm.
And
my wife is on her way to school right now.
Right. And I mean, my kids are in school. Of course, this is in the back of my mind. And I don't know what more has to happen for something to change. And we talked about this earlier, and I will die on the hill of, we do not need semi-automatic military grade weaponry as civilians. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I don't know why that's allowed, but other firearms or weaponry is not. Why can't I have a bazooka? If we're screaming about our Second Amendment rights, and Gavin and I are different, I don't think all guns should go away. And I recognize that, like, we'll never be able to stop completely gun violence. But at the very least, you can slow it down by not letting people purchase something that you can put tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of bullets in, and you can mow people down very, 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 very quickly.
I personally would love it if all guns went away, because I don't see the point in a gun. However, I'm realistic, and I know that that's not what I want politically. I know that. Right now, 90% of this country wants universal background checks. They just want that. Well, and there's a bill that was passed in the House last March, a year ago, and it has sat in the Senate because of certain politicians that won't even let it come up for a vote.
Well, I believe that there are universal background checks in most places, if not every place.
That's not universal. There needs to be a standard for background checks.
Right.
For instance,
that's
in California, I just read about this, as far as your mental health, that does come up in a California background check. It should come up in all states.
Right.
It should be just as hard to get a gun as it is to buy a car.
I mean,
and it's harder to buy a car.
Depending on the severity of the crime, if you're a domestic abuser.
Right.
I mean, in most states, if you, I believe it's like if you're convicted of like a class A domestic violence charge, then you have to wait 5 or 10 years, depending on the state. How about if you do that in the same way that prisoners aren't allowed or felons aren't allowed to vote anymore? Maybe if you beat the hell out of your wife and you're convicted of it, maybe you don't get to have a gun anymore. Because now I've seen you. You know what I mean?
Here come some text messages. It's a mental health problem, not a gun problem.
Well, I have mental health problems, and I've never been able to kill anybody with it.
It's both. It's a both problem.
And frankly,
the people often who are like, it's not guns, it's mental health. They're the same people that have been trying to strip healthcare away from this country for a decade now. Tell me you're concerned with the healthcare of anybody.
I was just gonna say, like, okay, if it's mental health, well, why aren't you screaming about us doing something about that?
Right.
I mean, just...
We do nothing. We do nothing.
We do nothing.
I hate feeling like I'm a pessimist, but I feel like it's realistic. We will do nothing after this. We did nothing after Sandy Hook. We did nothing after Parkland. We did nothing after Columbine. We will do nothing after this.
I don't agree with that. I think we'll probably do nothing after this. I think eventually... This will change eventually. Unfortunately, how many other children have to die first? We got a text in that this is such a great point. You shouldn't be able to purchase a gun until you provide evidence that you can lock it up safely. You don't have to do that. I mean, why?
That even goes further than a background check.
Like the fact that you, like the people in my family that do like guns, they take them so seriously. And you don't have a gun in my family unless you've taken classes on how to use that gun. And in some cases, how to use that gun under duress. Because just having a gun, fire a gun and see how hard it is. It's really, really hard. Now, someone breaks into your house. You're half asleep. Now fire that gun. It's even harder. Like, if you want a gun for safety, why aren't we forcing people to learn how to use that gun for their safety?
We do it with cars. You have to pass a test. You have to pass a written test and then a driving test to get a license. And then you have to register the car with the state. It's insane to me. 766-1065 is our phone number. Let's talk to Crystal real fast. Good morning, Crystal.
Hey, guys.
You've been sitting on hold for a while. We appreciate that. What is it that you want to say?
I honestly don't understand why at this point we don't have metal detectors or even, you know, search kids' backpacks and stuff as they go onto campus. I definitely don't get it.
Crystal, let me tell you. A lot of schools do have that. A lot of schools do. And it's not enough. There were guards at this school, the Robb Elementary School. There were guards there.
Armed.
He shot them. More guns does not make us safe. I heard this statistic and it's insane. America is 5% of the world's population. We own 42% of the world's guns. Think about that. 5% of the world's population, 42% of the world's guns. Guns do not make you safer. They just don't. We've tried it. We've put it into practice. Clearly, it's not. We are gun crazy in this country, and we are super unsafe.
As a female, if I felt like I needed to, I would like the right to be able to take classes and learn how to use a firearm if, God forbid, I needed to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would love somebody, and I've asked this before, tell me why you need a semi-automatic weapon. And don't say hunting. You can't eat that meat. Okay? So what is it? And listen, if you're a hunter, I'm okay with that too. I actually think hunting can often be a less cruel way of, like, getting meat, personally.
Right. We'll talk to Thomas real fast. He wants to tell us. Go ahead, Thomas. What is it that you want to say?
Hey, morning, Gavin.
Morning.
So, I just heard you guys say that it's really easy to get a gun, and I mean,
I don't think we said it was easy to get a gun. We said it's easier to get a gun than it is some other things.
Yeah, than to get a car. But now, I had a felony 20-something years ago, and I haven't been able to purchase a firearm since then. And I mean, I don't think it's that easy to get a gun.
But Thomas,
they got so many laws now.
Tom,
Go ahead.
Tom, I think you're talking about California. We're talking
specifically California.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we need universal. No offense. I'm glad you can't get a gun because you have a felony on your record. You shouldn't have one. Your judgment's wonky.
I mean, short of having a felony.
I had a felony when I was younger due to circumstances that I couldn't control.
Okay.
And I ended up getting in trouble for it. That's neither here or there. I haven't been in actually since 1998. I've never been in trouble. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I pay my taxes. I do everything by the book.
Okay.
But I got in trouble years and years ago when I was a kid.
Okay.
I still can't purchase a firearm.
Short of having a felony on your record, what else prevents a person from being able to easily get a gun, specifically a semi-automatic rifle?
Well, there's not much that can prevent them as far as laws because they're getting them through the internet.
No, he went into a store and he bought two of them.
It was legally
the day
purchased.
After his 18th birthday.
This new guy.
So my question is, short of having a felony on your record, what else makes it hard to buy a gun in this country?
Well, I don't say it's hard to buy a gun, but you're put on certain lists. So just like all these kids that were getting this stuff on the internet, so the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, they went and they confiscated all the information from the manufacturer or the whoever was selling it online. And so now they've got all these people's names that purchased all these weapons. So what they do with that information, I don't know.
Okay, Thomas, listen, the fact that your name's on a list if you own a gun, I don't care. I really don't care.
Your name is on a list if you do anything. We put our name into the internet to have a Facebook page.
Yeah, you have compromised your security a million times over since you woke up this morning.
You carry a GPS tracker in your pocket.
I mean, literally, I don't care about that. And everything that you're talking about is nothing. Somebody else said that there are plenty of gun rules on the books. No, there's not. The fact that there are
a lot.
Not
but
enough.
They're obviously not working.
And they're not working.
I think that's what we need to say, is whatever we're doing clearly is not working.
In 2 weeks, there have been 3 mass shootings. One involved black people at a grocery store, Asian people at church, now children in elementary school, and all 3 shooters purchased their guns legally.
So, yeah, we're getting people texting in saying we don't need more gun laws. People are purchasing the guns illegally. Well, not in these examples that we're giving you. Of course, that does happen.
Of course that
but
happens.
But oftentimes in these big mass shooting situations, the guns were purchased legally.
Let's talk to Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Because it's not hard to do.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Laura.
What is it that you want to say?
So, I guess my stance on guns is kind of there with Katie. It's not that I'm necessarily against all of them, but I do think that there needs to be a lot more regulation. But my comment is that for some reason, all of the people who are against any sort of gun regulation and laws seem to be the same people who are for regulation of abortion and...
I mean,
we've
noticed that ourselves.
Laura, don't even get me started. The term to say that you're pro-life is laughable at this point. If you support anti-abortion legislation, but you don't want a damn thing done to even try to slow down gun violence in this country. Laura, we agree with you on that one. Brittany, let's talk to Brittany real fast. Good morning, Brittany.
Hi, good morning.
What is it that you'd like to say?
Gavin, I'm totally with you. I'm a gun owner myself. I have a 4-year-old in my home, but we lock our guns up safe. There's extra locks on our gun safe, and we teach her this is not where you go. You don't touch this. You know, we educate her on this, and
right.
I feel like it's about gun education. And on top of everything, it's guns are meant to keep you safe. You're allowed, just your Second Amendment, you're allowed to protect your home, but it's also education. You have to teach children and you have to teach people, like, hey, I have to jump through so many hoops in order to get not just to purchase my firearm, but to get my concealed carry. I have to go to the sheriff's office. There's so many.
But that's just for concealed carry. Like, I totally agree with you that, like, you guys are doing it right. You take it very seriously. But the thing that you said was teaching people. You don't even have to be taught how to fire a gun to own a gun. To me, that is so crazy to be able to own something that is so dangerous that you could just, I don't know how to use it, not know how to use it, shoot yourself, shoot somebody else. You'll figure it out.
And I think it's also important to remember that most of us are looking at this through California gun laws. Okay. In Texas, they have done, since the shooting in El Paso, they have done nothing but made guns more available. The governor of Texas in 2015 tweeted out that he was embarrassed that they were second in the country for the most guns purchased, and he wanted to be number one. He's still governor. They've had multiple mass shootings under his jurisdiction, and now you can open carry with no license to do
so. Yeah, you don't even have to have the concealed carry training.
Just because we have gun laws that make sense in California doesn't mean they have them everywhere else, and that's what already passed the House. Just background checks. Just that. It's the barest of minimum on trying to slow this down.
You mean like a universal background check system?
Yes, a federal background check system has passed the House, and the Senate will not even take it up.
Which, by the way, that's literally what we vote them in to do. They are supposed to be representing us. How can you represent us if you won't even, like, bring something to the floor to vote on?
It's because of money.
Well, I know what it's because. Yeah. I'm just like for the people that are like really hardcore, like, granted, not a single person's texted in to explain to me why they should have a semi-automatic rifle and why that makes sense, which I think is good. But for the people that are just really into that kind of stuff, first of all, you only like want that gun because it's cool or you want to kill people. My opinion. But, I don't know anymore. So, this is going to just keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I do think we'll all get angry enough to make it stop. But how many children have to die first?
I want to believe you. I've just seen this movie before. I've seen it play out so many times.
Well, but you
times.
Also say change is a game of inches.
We have gone backwards. Since Columbine, we have gone backwards.
I don't think that's true.
Since
I think
it is.
You said yourself, 90% of people want stricter gun laws.
I'm talking about in legislation. I'm talking about meaningful change that would actually do something.
I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about the American people just being like, listen, you need to take this seriously or you get voted out.
Then we need to vote. Then that's what the problem is. If you truly believe that gun violence is an embarrassment and a blight and horrific, and we need to do at least something to try to stop it, something to try to slow it down, then you need to vote and you need to know where to vote, who to vote for, because it's not hard to figure out.
And this is an example of why that is so important. Someone texted in, I provide mental health services. I had a client who was not able to fire or purchase a gun because of his mental health diagnosis. All he had to do was change his name and he was able to purchase a gun.
That's it. And that's in California.
And that's in California.
Imagine what it's like in Alabama or Texas or Oklahoma or Tennessee, where there's practically no gun laws. So listen, I want to end it with this. The coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, had a press conference to talk about them in the playoffs last night, and he chose to not talk about basketball at all, and instead, and by the way, his dad is the victim of a shooting.
Oh, wow.
Okay? He chose to take that opportunity to use his spotlight and emotionally talk about this, and I think he says it best. We're just going to end it on Steve Kerr from the Golden State Warriors.
Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister or brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.